When's it coming in Monday?
You should put it on the mail that you should read.
Could you remind me?
You've been elected as a child.
So I'm very excited to be here tonight. Wasn't too excited about the trip getting here because the Minarot all closed. So I've seen every Arabic town that I've seen in my whole life. Even when I lived in Maale Adumim, that was our first stop. I didn't see so many Arabs as I saw just in the last hour and a quarter. But anyway, I want to thank Ellie for organizing this and thank everyone for coming. It's really great to be here. And this year tonight is not necessarily typical of what I'd like to give. And we may want to negotiate if we're going to make this into a kviyus, perhaps learning a perek in Shas or a mesechta. But in any event, tonight, because it's Bein HaMetzorim in almost 9 days, in about 40 minutes or so, so I thought we'd talk about something to do with avelus. Okay, then? So let's get moving. We're going to begin with a Gemara in Moed Katan on Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis. Now, this Gemara is going to, it's a very short sugya. You can almost learn it b'al peh, that's how short it is. But it's going to hopefully shed a light on a very strange Rambam. The Rambam opens up Hilchas Avelus in the 5th chapter with 11 Isuri Avel. And they include Nilas HaSandal, and Rechitza, and Tashmish HaMita, and so forth and so on. And the Rambam, even after he enumerates the 11 Isurim, even tells you the number. You know, you have to know there are 11 Isurei Avil. Now, I'm going to need your help on this question. What would you say is the most fundamental way that we divide up the mitzvahs of the Torah? Asay and Los. Asay. Where would you put Avelus? The Rambam has Avelus as 11 Isurei Avil. Do not do this, do not do that, do not do that. There is no kum vaseh at all in Avelus. Nothing positive. So where would you classify and how would you classify the mitzvah of Avelus? No doubt it's a losas. It's an isur. And it's made up of one, perhaps, constellation. But that constellation breaks down into 11 different specific branches of one isur. And yet, to our surprise, you know, the Rama, before he begins any set of halachas, he calculates how many mitzvos are in that set of halachas, and he writes, Yesh bechol and arba mitzvos. Three of them are mitzvos losa. Sefi achas mitzvos haseh, which is a mitzvah haseh? Lis abel al meso. So the Rama, to our surprise, classifies and defines avelus as a mitzvah haseh, which seems so counterintuitive, because if avelus is comprised of isurim, and only Isurim, why would the Rambam call it a mitzvah saseh? But I think the key to understand the Rambam lies in a sugya in Masechta Moed Katan. What is the sugya Moed Katan about? The Gemara posits a stira, a hakhasha, between two great mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Avelus and the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Mau linog Aveluso beregel. And the Gemara goes back and forth. Should we say that Simcha would trump Avelus, or the other way around? Eza mitzvah goveret. We have a halacha that if two mitzvahs collide, then we have to choose one and ignore the other. And that is dine kedima. For example, in a case of two mitzvahs, the Netziv Mivalojin writes in his commentary in Parshas Vayera, that's Hamik Dovah, that Avram Avinu had such a conflict. He was at that time receiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God came to him on the third day of his milah, and Avram was involved in the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, but now he has another mitzvah that comes upon him, namely the mitzvah of Achnasas Orachim. And according to the Netziv, Avram Avinu vacillated back and forth which of those two mitzvahs get kedima, which get priority. He came to the conclusion that Achnosas Orachim gets priority because it's called a mitzvah veres as opposed to Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. And the Gemara codifies this in a beautiful Agadita in Shabbos, Gedola Achnosas Orachim Yoser Mipnei Shechina, Mikabbalas Pnei Shechina. I'm hoping to move to Efrat in about the next 2 weeks. And I've been floating around there for a couple of weeks now, giving a couple of shiurim here and there. Yesterday I gave a shiur in a place called Mishkan Tzipora. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Beautiful, beautiful shul. Gorgeous basement. It's even larger than this one. It's unbelievable. And the one thing that I noticed in my travels through Efrat is I think they're missing one thing. I think. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't mean to accuse them. But to make a takana, what's called a chevras hachnosas orch. You know, the Chafetz Chaim Zichron Levracha wrote a book called Avas HaChesed, and he dedicates a whole section to not just Chevra Kadisha and the Chevras Bris, and there are different Chevras that are in charge. There's got to be a Chevras Hachnosas Orchim, because Hachnosas Orchim is even greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. And I learned that lesson right here in this place, here in Gush Etzion. But that's a different story. In any event, getting back to our issue here, there's a collision and a battle, sort of like a tug of war between two mitzvahs. When the Gemara postulates a hitnagshut, a clash between two mitzvahs, what premise underlies the Gemara? Logically, forget about any calculations, just logically. You know, I'm asking a sort of methodological question. Throughout Shas, you will see over and over again issues of which mitzvah gets kedima over another mitzvah. What is the underlying premise that you have to assume when you see such a Gemara in Shas?
Same level.
Same level, but more than that.
That you can't be two in one.
That what?
You can't be both in the same.
Exactly. It's E'ef Sholakayim Mishneah. I'll give you an example. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Chafei that a man on Leil Shabbos Chanukah, so it's both Chanukah and Shabbos, he has an obligation, number one, to light an air Shabbos, number two, to light an air Chanukah, and he has only enough Shemen Zayis, right, that's also in Efrat, Shemen Zayit, right, there's only enough Shemen Zayit for one candle. And the Gemara vacillates, which is greater, Pirsumei Nisa, which is Chanukah, or Shalom Bayis, which is Ner Shabbos. But what do you see from the Gemara? What do you have to derive from the Gemara? That you can't do both. One candle can't survive both mitzvahs, can't supply both mitzvahs. And the question is, why not? Why can't I take one candle, the minimum, right, the Brisa says, Ner Ishu Beis, so all I need is one candle for Chanukah, and for Shabbos for sure all I need is one candle. Why can't one candle suffice for both mitzvahs? Why is the Gemara asking which mitzvah takes precedence? What's the answer of Osai?
When you're supposed to use, when you're not supposed to use.
Whereas a ner Shabbos by definition is l'shimush. If you have a ner that's not omid l'shimush, it can't be a ner Shabbos. And if it's omid l'shimush, it can't be a ner Chanukah. Hence the Gemara says which overrides which is greater. The final maskana, by the way, is that Shalom Bayis is greater and it trumps the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. So getting back to our issue, which is the Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan. What do we do in a clash, says the Gemara, between Simchas Yontif and Avelus? A man buries Nebuch, one of his Krovim, on the regel, during Chol HaMoed. What should he do? Should he fulfill the mitzvah of Avelus? Or should he fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? Well, I don't understand what's going on. Why is it Yef Shalakayim Shneiah? The Gemara says, well, we have a din in Kedima that there's such a thing as a mitzvah saseh de Rabim that overrides a mitzvah saseh de Yochid. So Simchas Yontif, which is obligatory and incumbent upon every last Jew, overrides the mitzvah of Avelus, and you're going to postpone Avelus till after Yontif. Why? Because Avelus is a mitzvah de Yochid. I don't get it. The Gemara says over and over again, Ein Simcha, Ella, it's a funny, funny Gemara to mention as we go into the 9 days, Ella v'basar v'yayin. And now we have to ask the following question. If I have to drink wine and eat meat in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha, can I do that during Avelus? Meaning, we have 11 Isuri Avel, and is drinking wine or eating meat on the list of the 11? Everybody. No, absolutely not. Do we have any Yemenites here? Anyway, the Yemenites have a very interesting minute. On the first day of Avelus, they serve one cup of wine to the Avelim, and it keeps going up and up and up. It's like Holchin. It's like the sheet of Vesil in Erech Hanukkah. But surely, what's the first Suda that you feed in Avel? Rachman al Islam. Anybody know what it's called? Okay, you guys are too young. I went through it three times. What? Sudas Havra. Sudas Havra, classically, although it doesn't have to be, is a fleshig meal. So certainly an Avil is allowed to eat meat. I'm not talking about Aninus. Aninus is something else. That's before Kfura. An Onen is enjoined from eating meat and drinking wine, but we're talking about after the Kfura, it's already Avelus. Now, let me ask you the following question. An Avil is not allowed to wear min olive made of or with an iron, right? Leather shoes. So let's say he wears sneakers. Does everybody, I don't know if there are any Canadians here, so they don't call it. Every country has a different name for it, right? In the Israelis, I think, called Nali Spart, right? So if he wears sneakers on Yontif, would he fulfill the mitzvah of Yontif? Is there a requirement on Yontif to wear leather shoes? I'm just being dramatic about it. There's no stira between Avelus and Yontif. And I'm racking my brains to try to figure out why the Gemara postulates that it's E. Efshel L'Kayim Shteyem. Why can't I have my cake and eat it too? What is your name? I'm sorry.
Gad.
Gad?
Gad.
Gad. Okay.
So, Metabel, right? If the Rambam has a mitzvah, I say Metabel. So that's the definition. You're going to be sad. You're not
excellent. Excellent. Beautiful, Gad. We come back to our original question. Why does the Rambam define the mitzvah of Avelus as a mitzvah aseh? It's the only mitzvah aseh in all of Hilchos Avelus. After all, the Avelus is made up of 11 Isurim. There's no kuvaseh at all, we asked. But yet the Rambam says there's a mitzaseh. Apparently, and it's the only mathematical conclusion I can derive, the 11 Isurim are meant to bring me to a kiyum mitzvah. Let's try to understand. My Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik used to always ask us the following question. What are the two parts, the two dimensions of every single mitzvah? Anyone? A mice and a kiyum. So, for example, if I eat a kezayis matzah on the night of Pesach, automatically I'm a kayim, the mitzvah of Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs. The mice of mitzvah and the kiyum of mitzvah are identical. There's no, it's a conceptual difference. But in reality, there is no difference. But let's take other mitzvahs. For example, the Rav used to always give the example of tefillah. Va'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem b'chol levavchem. And the Sifri comments, the Rambam quotes at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, Ezi Avodah Shebelev, Zui Tefillah. So what happens if a person reads meticulously all of the Nusach HaTefillah, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, but he has no awareness and no intention whatsoever of Tefillah Belev? Did he fulfill the mitzvah of Tefillah? Well, the Torah calls it Avodah Shebelev. So the Maisa mitzvah in this case of tefillah is only a means to achieve an end. What is that end? A kiyum shevalev of tefillah. I'm omed b'fnei Hashem. So if a man is davening and he's thinking about tomorrow he has an interview for a job, or tomorrow he's moving from Har Nov to Efrat, and the first Hatzat Mathir he got for Hovah Lo was 35,000 shekel, could you believe it? And that's more money than I got paid in my previous job in 4 months. Okay. Just to move for 1 year to Efrat. So his mind is elsewhere. Reb Chaim Brisker, in his the first page in his Sefer, writes that such a person would have to daven again. The only problem is when he davens again, he won't have kavanah the second time either, but that's a different issue. What is tefillah if not avodah shebelev? So herein lies the distinction between the ma'aseh mitzvah and the kiyuma mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah is external, it's technical, it's a physical act, but the kiyum is an inner state of being. And another example might be kriyat shema. Kriyat shema requires ma'aseh kriya, but what's the kiyum of Kriyat Shema? Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. So a person's going to recite Kriyat Shema meticulously with Tamei HaMikra, and he says every word out loud, but he's not Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. So he did the Maisa Mitzvah, but he's lacking the Kiyuma Mitzvah, and it's basically worthless. The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Chaf Ches clares back and forth about Tkiyah Shofar. Is Tkiyah Shofar, again, it's not the language of the Gemara, but Is it a Maisa mitzvah just to hear the shofar? Or is it Kiyam Shebelev? And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Zichron Shrua, Amar Rachman. The Torah says Zichron Shrua. There's some sort of inner moment to the shofar. And let's talk about Simcha. A man eats the best steak and the finest wines, but Nebuch, he's totally atzuv. He's sad. I don't want to use another word because it gets me very nervous. He's depressed, Chas v'Shalom, right? I don't even want to say it. Would you say that he's Mekayim the mitzvah just because he ate all the steak and he drank all the wine? Absolutely not. The mitzvah is v'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. You're standing in front of the Almighty. The kiyum is a kiyum shebelev. Let's take avelus. What happens to a person who meticulously observes all the externality, all the external maisim of the 11 Isuri Avel? But he's in a great mood. He's dancing. I guess I would date myself if I quoted Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah?
Not for all of us.
You never even heard of them. Like if I'd start singing Feeling Groovy, you'd have no idea what I'm talking about. Right? So in any event...
Some of us did have that record.
So. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Record.
I remember visiting my friends in Chicago in Yeshiva, and you couldn't get into the room without stepping on a record. I remember there's records all over the place. Anyway, so what are you... I didn't want to say that a person is sitting Shiva Nebuch for his father and he just inherited $2 million. You know, that I didn't want to mention, but... He's in a good mood. He's totally cut off from Avela Shebelev. Kiyem et HaMitzvah or lo kiyem et HaMitzvah? Vadai shelo kiyem et HaMitzvah. Because the mitzvah is Avela Shebelev. It's an inner moment. It's the experience of what we call Richuk from Hashem. Again, Richuk from Hashem, Midas HaDin, doesn't mean, Chas V'Shalom, that I don't accept God's judgment. I may not know the answers, and I'll never know the answers. But I know that God is leading the world, but at this point, He has pushed me away, so to speak. It's the exact opposite. It's antithetical to Simcha. Simcha shebelev and avel shebelev are davar vipucho yefshel l'shneim l'skayim bevasachas yefshel l'shteim ladur bekfifa achas. And now we go to the Gemara. The Gemara now has a problem. Mao lino gaveluso beregel v'samachtem. Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, it's regel, it's yantiv. The kiyum has got to be a simcha shebelev. Sure, he can wear sneakers. Sure, he's going to eat meat. And even if he would observe all the surim of Avel, but what does he have? Either he has simcha or he has avelus. He can't have both. Rabosa, if this be the case,
why can't he have both?
Because
divide time.
Say it again.
Divide time. Half the day, I'll be
sick. 24 hours. The mitzvah of Simcha is 24-7 for an entire week. And the mitzvah of Avelus is likewise the 24-7 for an entire week. There's no moment in time during Yantif that you're not having Simcha. There's no moment in time in Avelus. What do you say?
I should sleep. I'm sleeping. Yeah, I'm not a guy in the mitzvah of Simcha.
Be sad while you're sleeping.
No, I'm not asking that.
While you're sleeping, I guess you have a dinner of a shota, and a shota is part of a mitzvah. Okay, that's a sugya, by the way. A lot of Torah from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach on that.
That would imply that if at any point during the regel I'm not sameach, then the whole regel is gone.
I know the whole regel, but that moment, which was Mechayiv you in Simcha, you lost, you forfeited, because you weren't Mechayiv in the midst of Simcha. And in Avelus, if you start laughing during Avelus, how many people here know or knew, Olav Shalom, Rabbi Yamin Tabori? Yes? Rabbi Yamin Tabori, as you know, I don't have to tell you, had a tremendous sense of humor. And when I was sitting Shiva for my father, he came in, and he tells me a story. I still remember it to this day. He tells me that he was sitting in Rav Soloveitchik's class. In the front row was Rav Herschel Schechter. Behind him was Rav David Miller. And he, Rav Tabori, was in the third row. So the Rav looked on someone to call on. And Rav Schechter, just at that moment, Rav Schechter's pen fell over. So he's leaning over. He's looking at Rav David Miller. Rav David Miller looms over to pick up his pen. And he's looking at Rav Tabori. Tabori goes like this. And the Rav says, "What is it? Bowling pins today?" I was cracking up, and here I was sitting shiv with my father. I have to tell Rabbi Tabor when I see him next that he was mafkia one moment of my apelos. I was just cracking up. Anyway, so getting back to our issue here, what happens with avelos? Avelos really is what I call, you're familiar with the term emtsa'i as opposed to tachlit. The 11 Isurei Avel can be defined as an emtsa'i. It's a means. The end of which is avel shebelev. It's an inner experience. It's emotional. And so too with simcha. The external action, the maisa mitzvah, is achilas basan shtiyas yayin. But it's a means to an end. And what's the end? Simcha shebelev. The kiyam shebelev of simcha. The kiyam shebelev of simcha and the kiyam shebelev of avelis are mutually exclusive. And therefore the Gemara says, which wins over which? And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the mitzvah saseh, the rabim, overrides the mitzvah saseh, the yachid, and therefore, eino noeg aveluso bered. The Gemara goes on and asks another question. Menuda, mau linhog niduyo berego. What's a menuda? They put him into nidui. He was chutzpedik to a Talmud Chacham. It's more complicated than that. But in any event, what are the dinim of a menuda? They're identical with the dinim of an ovel. All 11 isurim that apply to an ovel apply to a menuda. And the Gemara wants to know what happens if a menuda hits yantif. Should he be noig his nidui? All 11 isurim or not? So the Ritva asks the following question. Why did the Gemara have such a suffix? The Gemara just came to the conclusion that which mitzvah overrides which? When you have Simcha versus Avelus. Simcha overrides Avelus. Why? Because Simcha is a mitzvah de Rabim. Well, the same logic should apply to Menuda. Menuda is a Yachid. Says the Ritva, an unbelievable Chiddush. He says that in Menuda, again I'm going to say it in my language, you'll see it in the Ritva inside, there's no Kiyam Shebelev. Menuda has 11 Isurim, but he doesn't have to achieve any sort of inner state. Again, he should do tshuva, that's for sure. But he doesn't have a kiyam shebelev through his 11 Isurim. So the Ritva argues that the Gemara raises the possibility that a Menuda should fulfill all 11 Isurim even as he's Makai in the midst of Simcha. There's no Tarti Disasre, there's no Akhosha, V'efshel Akayim Shnei.
Shabbos will be different than
Yantif
as far as being
Docha. Shabbos, I think, is all the minyan shiva. Why? Because Shabbos doesn't have a mitzvah simcha. You know, here you might have machlokas between Hasidim and Misnagim. You know, Hasidim say Yisbuchu Malchuscha, and the Litvakis leave it out. It's interesting that the Sfaradim actually have Nichum Avelim on Shabbos. It's a different sort of Nichum Avelim, but you'll pass by a tent of Avelim, and people will go in there to be Menachem even on Shabbos. The Ashkenazim don't have that. But in any event, I wanted to ask you the following question. I found a Gemara in Sukkah, and I think the Gemara in Sukkah says just the opposite of whatever we've been saying. The Gemara in Sukkah on Chaf Hei, in the famous Sugya Mitztayer Potter Min HaSukkah, tells us that a Chassan is Potter from Kriyat Shema and many other mitzvahs, because the chassan is obligated in the mitzvah of Be'ilah Rishon. He's preoccupied with that mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what are you telling me? You're telling me that if a person is preoccupied, he's potter in a mitzvah? What about Tovah Svinasa B'yam? He took a crash on the market. He just lost today $10 million in one shot. So he should be potter in a mitzvah. What about an ovel? An ovel is not torud in his avelus. Yet Rabbi Abba says, the Gemara quotes him, Avel Chayev Bechol Mitzvah HaTorah. So how do you reconcile this? On the one hand, a Chassan is part of it of Mitzvah, because he's Torah. On the other hand, Tovah Svinasa B'yam, or an Avel, is Torah, and he's Chayev in all the Mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, there's a difference between two Tiridahs. Chassan is Torah Tiridah De Mitzvah, whereas Tovah Svinasa B'yam and an Avel is Torah Tirda Dirishos. What do you mean Torah Tirda Dirishos? That undermines everything we've been saying. We just finished saying that all of Avelus is to be Makai in the Mitzvah, as the Rambam says, the Mitzvah is Abel Avelus Shebelev. He has to be in a state of inner emotional Avelus. And now you're telling me that it's Tirda Dirishos. Why is it Tirda Dirishos? But apparently there's a difference between tirid and avilus. And it's very hard for me to know exactly when a person crosses the bounds and oversteps the red line, leaving the domain of avilus shebelev and entering into what I call tirid derishus. But I don't know, although I don't know how to define the two, maybe you could help me. Are there any psychologists here in the audience? But I do know how it expresses itself, how it manifests itself. Tirda is what I would call, let's see, in Yiddish we call it farnumet, how do you say it in English? Oh, obsessed. Tirda is an obsession. It's such an obsession that the man cannot control himself, his mind, and fulfill the mitzvah. The tirda completely overtakes him, overwhelms him. That's not avilus. On the contrary, the avil is chayav in mitzvahs even more than you and I are chayav in mitzvahs. How do I prove that? How do I prove that an avil has a greater chayav in mitzvahs than a regular person? Who says Kaddish? The avil says Kaddish. Who's going to daven as the shliach tzibur? The avil. Who has the mitzvah of tzidik adin? The avil. An avil's avilus is not going to be mafriya, it's not going to prevent him or inhibit him from doing the mitzvahs. If it does, if he crosses the bounds between avelus as a kiyum shel shevalev, then he already gets into tirda, and that's tirda nishus. So it means that an avel has to think, if Hashem was marchik me, there's a reason for it. I may not know that reason, I don't know the reason for it, but I'm moving towards Hashem. And the entire curve of avilus is to move closer and closer towards Hashem as we lower and decrease the avilus. So again, just to summarize, we're saying that the Yud Aleph Yisur Avelim are a means to an end. What's the ultimate end? Mitzvah Saseilis Ba'lis Abel, it's the Kiyam Shebelev. The Kiyam Shebelev is not identical with Tirda, because Tirda is going to inhibit him from doing mitzvahs. Whereas the Kiyam Shebelev of Avelus will not only not inhibit it, check that double negative, but it'll even push him and project him towards doing mitzvahs. But now I have Ramban. And with this Ramban, I don't know what to say. I got to go home. I have to admit defeat. You know, the Gemara says, Kishem Shekabal Skaral Adrisha Kacha Kabal Skaral Aprisha. Vashtein Ramban. Do you have here a Kisvei Ramban? You know the Kisvei Ramban? I think I see it over there. No, that's not it. Anyway, the Kisvei Ramban has a collection, an anthology of essays that the Ramban authored. One of them is called Toras HaOdom. It's all about Avilus. And the Ramban says the following. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ramban. Listen carefully, Rabbosai. Forget about it. I'm not asking for it. I just wanted to know it's here. So I have pas pasal. So what does it say in the Ramban? The Ramban says that if a man, Rachmana Litzlan, buries his dead on Chol HaMoed, he's knowing Devarim Shebitzina, meaning that the Isur Tashmish HaMita will apply during the Yontif. Now wait a second. I don't get it. If all Isurei Avel, the entire enumerated list from head to toe, all 11 Isurim, are meant to bring a person to a state of what? A Kiyum Shebelev of Avelus, during the regular Yischayim and Simcha, how can you take one of those Isurim out of the bunch and tell me that even during Regel, when Yischayim and Simcha, that Isur applies? How is that Isur going to bring him to Avelus Shebelev when Yischayim and Simcha Shebelev, and Simcha and Avelus cannot live, cannot coexist? Do you hear my question? So mathematically, we have to derive one conclusion for this Ramban. That Avelus is more complicated than we think it is. That Avelus is not just a constellation of Isurim that are meant to bring a person to Avelus Shebelev. There's a possibility of having an Isur Avel without a Kiyam Shebelev. And by the way, where do we find an Isur similar to an Avel, identical to an Avel, that has no Kiyam Shebelev? A menuda, right? So we already saw that in the Ritva menuda. But now what we're saying is so much more radical. We're saying that even within Avelus, You could have Isurim that are classified as an Isur Avel without a Kiyum Shulim, totally divorced from a Kiyum Shulim. Because if not, the Ramban makes no sense. Everybody see that? How could the Ramban postulate an Isur Avel during Simchas Regel, when Simcha undermines the mitzvah of Avelus Shevelev? So there must be something that's called an Isur without a Kiyum of Avelus, a separate Isur.
Unless the Ramban thinks that you can hold two contradictory thoughts in your head at the same time.
Well, the Ramban is not going to undermine the Gemara. The Gemara says that we have to choose one over the other, either Simcha or Avelus. So the Gemara says we have to choose, tip the scale in favor of Simcha. Why Simcha is a mitzvah deramim, and Avelus is a chovas yochid. So now the question is, where is the contradiction? So we postulated that the contradiction lies in the Kiyum Shebelev. You don't like that, I see.
No,
that's okay. You don't have to agree with me. There's no kafalev harkigigis over here. Ein lanu kfiyah datit. Okay. But I think it's very logical. You know, in the light of Rav Soloveitchik's differentiation between the Maisimits and the Kiyum Shebelev, and we saw examples from Tefillah and Kriyat Shema, and it certainly applies to Simcha, let's apply to Avelus. But now we have the Ramban. The Ramban has Avelus during Yontif. I'm chayav in Simcha, and yet there's an Isur Avel. It must be, in the logical framework of what we're presenting, that within the context of Avelus, we have another category, another branch of Avelus. We have an Isur Avel that's completely divorced and devoid of a Kiyum Shebelev. Your Kiyum Shebelev during the Yontif is Simcha. And yet you're enjoined from Dvarim Shebitzinu.
Why Dvarim Shebitzinu?
I'll tell you what I think it is. There's certain activities that are life-oriented, if you know what I'm saying. Right? We have a mitzvah period of Arivya. And Tashmish Amita is the method of achieving life. I mean, there's a lot to say about that on a philosophical level. It's a lot deeper than I'm making it out to be.
So it's not only because of the Rav Shevtzina, it just happens to be the Rav Shevtzina. In other words, you're saying, right, what's the reason why the Rav Shevtzina, the Ramban says the Rasa? The Mekurin happens to be the Rav Shevtzina is Tashmish Amita.
Right, so that's a whole shiur into itself. I don't know if we're going to get into it today, but take a look in the Torah Sa'adim of the Ramban, and he proves it, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Ramban, in Shin Sadi Beis, you'll see it on the page, that during the Regel, he's knowing Dvarim Shebitzin. I mean, the Chafetz Chaim in his Mishnah Berurah has a clair that maybe Rechitza inside his house might be Dvarim Shebitzin. It's wild. But the Pasha Pshat is the Ramban is talking about Tashmish Amita. So I'll get back to your question in just a minute. But what I want to try to analyze is the following question. Is it possible that there are other Isurei Avel amongst the list that are Isurim not connected to the Kiyum Shebelev? The Ramban has already broke new ground. Do you follow what I mean? He has created a revolution. There is such a thing in the world of Avelus of something that's prohibited simply because he's an Avel, without any connection whatsoever. I call it a Dover HaOsu B'Toras Atzmo, not as a means to an end. I want to suggest another possibility of an Isur Avel b'toras atzmo, without any relation to Kiyum Shebelev. And that is Tefillah. The Shari Tshuva, which you'll see here, one of the great anthologies of poskim, brings two opinions about the following question. He buried his dead on Yontif, on Regel. Does he wear Tefillin or not? The halacha is that an Avel b'yom Rishon, the first day of his Avelus, if it's Yom Misa b'yom Kvura, does not wear tefillin. Again, that's complicated because our minhagim have changed. But in the pristine original halacha, Achrisa k'yomar, the first day of Avelus is Doraisa, and there's no tefillin. The Gemara in Masechta Moed Katan derives it from the pasuk by Yechezkel, and it says by Yechezkel, Pe'ercha chavush olech, that you should wear your tefillin, because in that case of Yechezkel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to be noeg as if he was not an avil, and we derive from the opposite in each case, what are the din involved? So now I want to ask the following question. The Gemara says that tefillin is pe'er. And an Ovel, the Gemara says, is misgolel bi'ofer. He's down in the dust, so to speak. And there's a conflict here, a contrast between tefillin as pe'er and an Ovel. What is that? Is that an Iser Ovel bifnei atzmo? Or is that tefillin brings a person to such an ecstasy, halavai we should experience this when we wear tefillin, it uplifts a person to such a level of pe'er that he cannot tolerate, or so to speak, exist or experience his aveleship. Do you follow my question? And then afkamina is going to be this machlokas quoted in the Shari Tshuva, whether or not this halacha that an avil is asur but tefillin on the first day should apply during the regal. If we're going to say that the isur tefillin is an isur b'taras atzmo, like what? I meant to say chol moed, right? If I said regal, I mean chol moed, right?
In Israel,
no, I'm talking according to the Ramah. We're going this whole discussion of the Shari Tshuva, I forgot to tell you, is only according to the Ashkenazic Rishonim. And the Ramah who passes like those Rishonim, that you wear tefillin. I was in Florida. If you're in Florida during the regal, I warn you. If you don't wear tefillin in Chol HaMoed, they have a takon in that shul, you're not allowed to daven for the yom. If you're not wearing tefillin. Anyway, so the Shari Tshuva has these two opinions as to whether or not an Ovel, meaning he's not really an Ovel, but he lost one of his relatives, and it's regal, it's yontu, it's Chol HaMoed, whether he wears tefillin or not. And I believe that the question hinges on that breakthrough of the Ramban. The Ramban is already breaking new ground. That there's an Iser Ovel that's completely divorced from what? From the Kiyum Shebelev. Which example? Tvarim Sheh Bitzina. Help me out here, guys. Right? Tvarim Sheh Bitzina. Now I think maybe I can add another thing. How could you have an Iser Tfillin during the Moed? During the Moed, he's Chayv in the Mitzvah Simcha. What's got to be the answer? That the Iser Tfillin, like the Ramban's Dvarim Shebitzino, is an Iser Ovel B'Toras Atzmo. He's an Ovel? He's Mizgolel B'Ofar? Maybe it's a Dini Kedushas Tfillin? He cannot wear Pe'er? Pe'er and an Ovel? His goof is a goof of an Avelis of an Ovel? Those two are mutually exclusive.
But he isn't an Ovel.
He has a shame Ovel without a Kiyum Ovel. Do you follow me?
Of course it's Yom Tov.
No. I'm saying, forget about Yontif. I'm saying there's no Kiyum Avil because it's Yontif, but I'm saying that he still has a Shem Avil. Otherwise, the Ramban makes no sense. How could the Ramban postulate an Isur Dvarim Shebitzina during the regal unless there is a Shem Avil? So what generates the Shem Avil? It's the Mitzias that he just buried in the dead. That makes him an Avil. He's not an Avil in the sense of the Kiyum HaMitzvah Avilus, but he's an Avil in the sense that certain Isurim are generated by his Shem Avil, even without any connection to the Kiyum Shebelev.
But the Isser of Tefillin is not an Isser of Avelis. You don't wear Tefillin that when you're an Avel. Because you wear Tefillin all 7 days. Just during the week.
No, only Avelis to Rice. In other words, with Avelis to Rice. The Rabbanu didn't go that far. But as far as Avelis to Rice is concerned, there's an Isser Tefillin.
I said that, but it's not. It doesn't sound like Isser Tefillin is because if I make you sad, that's connected to the Dvar Shalev. It sounds from the Gemara, the Chachamu Shalech and all that. It sounds like it's just a question of an Avel doesn't, it's not that the tefillin has
a... Oh, it's only a tour.
An Avel doesn't wear tefillin. It's not appropriate for an Avel to wear tefillin.
Oh, wait a second. Are you saying he's part of a tefillin or it's not appropriate? If it's not appropriate, well, it's not, then you have to tell me
he
why.
He can't, because it's not... He can't do it, because an Avel, as a person who is, like you said, bafar, right, he shouldn't be wearing tefillin, which is, you know...
Right, so maybe it's a Dini Kedushas tefillin.
Yeah, I think...
Correct, it could be. And if that be the case, then it has no relevance or bearing to Simchas Yontif. You know, in other words, if he has a Shem Avil, as the Ramban postulates, and that Shem Avil would exclude what? Would exclude tefillin. So if that be the case, then it has nothing to do with the Kiyum Shebelev. However, again, the Shari Tshuva says no. According to many poskim, he will wear tefillin because it's Yontif, meaning that since tefillin is antithetical to the Kiyum Shebalev, meaning, what I mean to say is that, I'm sorry, what do I mean to say? Let me just get it right. That the Iser of Tefillin on the first day is meant to bring him to a state of Avelus. Do you follow? Because wearing Tefillin is Simcha. It's therefore, he can't wear his Tefillin on Yantar because he has no Kiyum Shebalev of Avelus. Okay. Now I want to talk to you about Talmud Torah. On the list of 11 Isurim, the Rambam has Talmud Torah. There are two Rambams. We're going to focus our attention on the Rambam in Hilchas Avel. The Rambam in Hilchas Avel says that an Avel is enjoined from learning Torah. Period. What do I mean by period? Correct. The Rambam has no exceptions. The Rambam doesn't say, well, let me qualify. But man, from Amurim, which parts of the Torah is he enjoined from? That's Mishnayos and Shasnas. But if he's learning, I got it to begin to, you know, Dvar Maram should be Yirmiya, he's allowed to study. The Rambam seems to have an absolute, all-inclusive Iser Talmud Torah in the case of an Ovel. Now, I don't understand. Why can't an Ovel study Torah, at least the Dvar Maram? Isn't that reconcilable with Avelus Shebalev? Unless we postulate that the Issur Talmud Torah, like Dvarim Shebetzinah, and perhaps like Tefillin on the first day of Avelus, is a separate Issur B'Torah's Atzmo. And again, the Gemara derives it from Yechezkel, Hanigdom, that if you're an Avel, you know, God was marchik you, so to speak, Talmud Torah is not something you should be doing. Okay. Adkan Hakof Aleph. Now we get to the punchline of the shiur. We follow in the footsteps of the Rishonim who divide Avelus into two separate categories. Can anybody tell me what I'm talking about? Two different mitzvahs of Avelus, at least in the language, in the terminology. We'll have to see if there's an essential, substantial difference. Have you heard of it? Avelus Chadasha and Avelus Yishon.
So Rav Soloveitchik.
Rav Soloveitchik speaks about it every Tisha B'Av. He used to say, he used to read Kiddush from 9 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, non-stop. I remember midday he would tell us to sit on the chairs. He would remain on the floor, of course. And he would talk, you know, just non-stop about Avelus Yishon. And he would always talk about how, you know, the whole structure of Avelus in regard to the Churban HaBayis is built in a way that it brings us gradually. You remember this? That it gradually reaches a crescendo, gets more and more chamor, because we're talking about events that took place 2,000 years ago. We can't just jump into the Avelus. Meaning that Avelus Chadasha is a given. The Avelus Shebalev is a given. It's natural. The Halacha Adarav is going to try to give it expression and formalize it in a structure with the Yud Aleph Isurim. In the case of Avelus Yeshana, the Rav used to always say, the Avelus doesn't exist in the Lev, but the Halach is meant to bring you into Avelus Shebalev. So I have a number of kashas to ask you. The Gemara at the end of Tainis quotes a brisa, Kol mitzvah shenogos b'Avel, nogos b'Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is identical with Avelus. I didn't write the script, so you can't throw apples at me. I don't get it. The Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos, on Daf Mem Gimel, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Osur li'ares isha bi'ovel, an ovel who just buried his dead, is not allowed to what? Erison. Now wait a second. Hold everything. Simcha applies when? After the suud, not after erison. And I claim that this Gemara would be, in a sense, a forebearer, a harbinger of the Ramban. There's something that's ushered to an Avel without a Kiyum Shebalev. It's just a separate Issur. Because the Mice of Erisin is not a Mice of Simcha. Okay, Suud is something else. But if you don't make a Suda, just Hareya Mekudeshesli, it's a formal Kinyan, Haisha Nikdeis V'Shlosh Shedrachim, where's the Simcha? There's no element of Simcha. Why should an Avel be enjoined? But the answer is that Avelus is made up of Tarte. It's made up of Kiyum Shebalev, of Avelus, and it's made up of separate Isurim just because he's an Avel. And an Ovel is not allowed to get involved in marriage. He uses it. And yet, it says in the Gemara, and the Rambam brings it down, La'alocha, Mutal la'ares isha b'tisha b'av. Even on Tisha B'av, you're allowed to get married. Again, I don't know if you want to think about Lemaisa, but anyway, it's a very theoretical halacha. You know, marrying a woman on Tisha B'av, I don't know, that's...
save a lot of money.
That's right. You don't have to make a student. So, Ramos, I don't get it. Kol ha-mitzvahs ha-nogos b'avel, nogos b'tisha b'av. So why is it that with regard to the Erisin, there's an Easter Avel, we're passing like Rav Yossi Lalocha, and yet there's no Easter Erisin in Tisha B'av? Where's the equation between the two? Let me go on. The plot grows thicker. With regard to Tefillin, the Rambam brings two opinions about Tefillin in the case of an Avel on Yom Rishon, and yet the Rambam in Hilchos Tainios, when he addresses Tisha B'av, says that we wear tefillin. So why is tefillin also to an Avil and not on Tisha B'av? We just said that there's an equation between the two. And furthermore, with regard to Talmud Torah, the Rambam in Hilchos Avil writes that an Avil is enjoined from Talmud Torah. Period. Without any qualification. In Hilchos Tainios, the Rambam writes that Avil, that Tisha B'av, also the likros, you know, the Gemara, the Talmud, the Mishnah, the Talmud, and this and that. But then he writes, V'kore b'dvarim ha'raim sh'b'yirmiya, u'b'kinnis, u'b'yecha. Why? Didn't we just finish saying that kol ha'dvarim ha'nogim b'yavel, nogim b'tisha b'av? Anybody have the answer? I mean, based on what we said today, I think maybe we could answer this. Yeah.
I'm not answering it technically, but that question. But it seems that the Kiyum Shavaleh of Tisha B'Av is a different Kiyum Shavaleh you have in available for Chadash Ein Hashanah. In other words, I think that, for example, Limud Torah, even if it's about something sad, distracts you. It distracts you from the thought of Avelut of Yechadash. Whereas when you learn about the Korban, or you learn about sad things, that actually, by doing that, you're being became the
key. And you wouldn't be agreeable to say the same thing by an Ovel of a Velus Chadosha? That the Dvarim Aroyim...
No.
Why not?
No, because that's something which, like, you're learning about the Korban, something Klali. And it's something that could be interesting. And it distracts you from
wait, Dvarim HaRoyim is not just about Churban. Dvarim HaRoyim is about any time HaKadosh Baruch Hu strikes against us because of our sins. Yeah. It's an onesh.
You're part of a klal.
It's a tochacha.
You're putting yourself part of a klal. Whereas when you have an avel, like we talk about avel with Yachiv, when you're an avel, I think part of the kiyum is to concentrate on your own specific avel and not be part of a broader thing. And I'm just sort of...
Could be. Sorry. I'll have to think about it. But I just thought, I was hoping that based on my presentation this evening, there might be a simple...
And Karl Foss, here are two exceptions.
Yeah. There what?
Erisin is like the Rosh Hashanah, like and the Talmud Torah, as you said, those are the two exceptions that are not part of the Kiyum Shavuot.
Again, can you formulate what is the fundamental difference between Avelus Chadosh and Avelus Yeshana?
Well, it's Shal only as a kiyum.
Say it again?
Only as a kiyum. There's no other...
Which only as a kiyum?
As a shana, right?
Excellent. That's what I wanted to hear. I think it fits in beautifully with what we're saying. In Avelus Chadosh, there are two dimensions. We proved it from Dvarim Shebitzina, perhaps from Tefillin, according to one opinion, because the Issur Tefillin is noeg even on Yontif, according to that opinion. We proved it from Talmud Torah. The Talmud Torah encompasses an Issur of all parts of the Torah. We proved it from Rabbi Yossi with regard to Erisin. Erisin is not a Maaseh Simcha. We see that there's a constellation of Issurei Avel that can break down to two different dimensions, two different elements. One is Kiyum Shebalev, and the entire Issur and all those Issurim that fit into that category are meant to be a means and culminate and achieve my goal of Avel Shabbalev. But then, within the constellation of Avelus, there's a whole different set of Issurim. And those Issurim are simply generated by the Shem Avel. He's an Avel without the Kiyum Shabbalev, but it's an Issur Avel. But when we get to Avelis Yeshana, there ain't no thing as a shame of Avel. What do you mean a shame of Avel? Who's the Avel? Like the Gemara, for example, at the end of Tainus, quotes the Shita of Yehuda that Kfiyas Hambita and Atifas Harosh are Nagim Ivan Betishim. The Chacham laugh at it. The Chacham say, what do you mean? Who's the Avel? Who's going to be wearing the Atifas Harosh? Who's going to be sleeping on a Mita Kfiyas? All of Klal Yisrael? So maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, no chinami. Rabbi Yehuda maintains that there's a shame avil for every single Jew. But that's not how the Chacham understood it. The Chacham understood that with regard to Avelus Chadasha, there's a shame avil. And that shame avil can generate Isurim even if they're completely detached from the Kiyum Avelus Shebalev. But with regard to Avelus Yeshana, from A to Z, from beginning to end, it exhausts itself in Kiyum Shebalev. Anything that's beyond the constellation of Kiyum Shebalev, of Avel Shebalev, is irrelevant on Tisha B'Av. So Erusin, for example, has nothing to do with the Kiyum Simcha Shebalev. It's irrelevant. Go ahead and marry her, and as you say, save yourself a couple of bucks on Tisha B'Av. Talmud Torah, if you're learning Dvarim HaRoyim, that's not a stira to the Kiyum Shebalev. In Avelus Chadasha, it's also because there's Sepen Isurim. But not in Avelus Yeshana. And if that be the case, we can begin to understand not only the dinim of Talmud Torah, but also of Tefillin. Why is it that there's no Issa Tefillin on Tisha B'Av? And yet Yom Rishon, what's Yom Rishon in the case of Tisha B'Av? It's got to be Tisha B'Av. There's no 6 days as a balance. So why isn't there an Issa Tefillin on Tisha B'Av? But if we say that the Issa Tefillin is knowing, according to that sheet in the Shari Tshuva, even on the regal, it means that the Isur of Tefillin in Avil is because he's misgolo biafar. He's not be'er. They're mutually exclusive. But that's the shame Avil that exists in Avilus Chadosh, but doesn't have a parallel in Avilus Yeshana. And if in Avilus Yeshana we wear Tefillin on Tisha B'Av. So let me ask you just one question. If this thesis is correct, and you would structure these two dimensions of Avelus as Lekula and Lechumra, where would you? How would you define it? Which is Lekula and which is Lechumra? Can you just help me out with that? Right? Tisha B'Av is Lekula. Why? Because in Tisha B'Av there's no Isur Tefillin. On Tisha B'Av there's no Isur Erusin. On Tisha B'Av Talmud Torah is limited Isur.
It's only Dvarim
Shebalev. Tisha B'Av exhausts itself in the Kiyum Shebalev. There is no other dimension. There's no parallel or mirror image to the two dimensions of Avelus. But what I'd like to prove is that perhaps there's a Chumrah in Tisha B'Av just because of the Kiyum Shebalev that doesn't parallel in...
besides the fast.
Say it again?
Fast.
Right. That, I don't know if that has to do with Avelus or it's a septadin in Tainus. Okay, that's another Torah for another time.
He's saying the ones that are Kiyum B'Atman, Avelus, Chadasha, they don't have a dual purpose of also promoting the Avelus. They're subtly separate, independent Isser that don't generate any Kiyum Shebalev. No, because
in the case of what? Of which Avelus?
Chadasha.
Saying, but there ain't no such mirror image in the Avelus Chadasha.
In other words, if it were a dual function during Avelus Chadasha, then it should still be...
During what, again?
In Chadasha, if it was serving a dual purpose.
Otherwise,
if not putting on tefillin, Avelus Chadasha also served the purpose of bringing you to the Kiyum Shebalev of Avelus, as well as the Kiyum of Isser B'Tnei Atzmo. So then, when it comes to Avelus Yeshana, it should still apply. You're taking it out of the category
right.
of bringing you to...
Right, I'm only going according to that opinion in the Shari Tshuva that the Isur Tefillin is an Isur B'Toras Atzmo, not connected to the Avelus Shebalev, therefore it's not knowing on Tisha B'Av.
But then the statement earlier that you quoted of Kol HaMitzvos Novas B'Avel Novas B'Tisha B'Av is incorrect.
It is correct. Why? Because what does the Gemara mean when it says Kol HaMitzvos? Which mitzvos? The Kiyum Shebalev.
All of them does not mean all of them.
Correct. No, you're not following. You're not following. You are translating all of them as all the different actions. What I'm talking about is all the actions that fit into a kiyum. In other words, the mitzvah of Avelus as a mitzvah applies on Tisha B'Av exactly the way it applies during Avelus Kadosha. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
There are other Isurim that have nothing to do with the mitzvah of Avelus. They weren't included in Kol Mitzvah Shenar Goes for Avel. Are you with me at all? Is anybody following me or my?
What are the first bit? You two types of mitzvahs you just said. The first types of mitzvahs are what?
No, I'm saying like this. Kol ha-mitzvahs ha-nogos ba'avil, meaning any list that is meant to be a kiyum ha-mitzvah. What's the kiyum ha-mitzvah? Avelus? Avelus shebalit. Correct? Kol ha-mitzvahs ha-selus avil.
You're saying that in addition to that, there are also isurim.
Correct.
So then there should be a second mitzvah of a mitzvah slos ha-seh.
Well, no, I wouldn't say so. I'll tell you why. For example, you can have an isur that's not a mitzvah. The isur is just a poel yotze. It's a result of a situation that you find yourself in. It's not necessarily a mitzvah. In other words, if I tell you, let me see if I can give you an example.
You have another example of an isur that's not.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Give me a few minutes as I finish the shiur. Hopefully, it'll come to me. I'll give you some examples. But you follow what I'm saying? You're worried about the fact that the isurim of an avil that are not connected to kiyum shebalev don't warrant a separate mitzvah in taryag. Do you follow what I mean? You know, the Rambam is only going to count one mitzvah of avilus. But what I'm saying is that mitzvah that the Rambam is counting is the kiyum shebalev. And when the Gemara compares avilus to Tisha B'Av, it says, call it mitzvah that no goes be avil, no goes be Tisha B'Av, it's referring to the kiyum mitzvah of avilus. There are other isurim.
Rambam counts 11. And now you're saying that some of those 11 don't.
They only count the four. 3 plus 1.
No,
11
Isurim,
those are Isurim,
but they're not mitzvahs.
You're saying that some of the 11 that the Rambam counts don't contribute to the mitzvah
saseh. Well, you know what? On the page I gave you, if you want, how are we doing on the clock? I just want.
Because we have a mitzvah to Dalamar.
Oh, all right. No, I just want to.
But there's your example, right?
I have enough shit to make three just 1 second. Let's just go over the 11.
The 11 Isurim could have all the expressions of a single. Either single assay, because we're saying all 11 are supposed to bring you to having this feeling of sadness.
So what are the 11?
Actually, if you take a look at the list, I don't think you'll find tefillin on the list. Am I right?
You don't find Erosin.
What?
You don't find Erosin either.
Yeah. And you don't find Erosin on the list. It's really interesting. Now Talmud Torah, that's a problem. But I'll tell you why I think Talmud Torah is not a problem. Let me ask you the following question. If you don't mind, just 1 second, because otherwise I'm going to lose my. Just give me 1 second. I had something to say here. Yeah. Okay, there's one thing I omitted on the page, and that is that the Mechaber Paskins in Yoredeya Hilchas Shin Pei Dalet in Hilchas Avelus that Avel. Kol Shivas Yomim Asur Likros B'Torah. Where does Hiruhur fit in? Let's assume that you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah B'Hiruhur, which is certainly, if you know the Vilna Gaon sheet, the Gaon says you make a bracha on Hiruhur Torah. So we have such a sheet called Hiruhur Kedibur and you Mekayim Talmud Torah. But when you listen to the language of the Mechaber, and he says, Asu Likros B'Torah. Let's see how the Rambam says it.
Yes. Likros B'Torah.
The Rambam also has Likros?
Yes.
Excellent. So we have both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if anyone writes about this, but they both emphasize Kriya. Now, could I ask you the following question? Again, you may give the exact opposite answer that I feel intuitively. Would there be any difference between Kriya and Hiruhur, as far as Simcha Shebalev? When we say Pekudi Hashem Yeshara, Misamche Lev, does it matter whether you speak it out or you think about it? Imagine if in your mind you would be answering a kasha of the Shev Shmaitita. Would you not have the same level of Simcha as if you spoke it out? And yet, if our Diyuk is correct, in both the Rambam and the Mechaber, it's also Likros. I mean, that seems to indicate that Talmud Torah is a separate Isur. But then again, you can ask me, so why is it listed here and it's supposed to be Kiyum Shebalev? But if, on the other hand, you go back to the Rambam when he lists the mitzvahs. Let's just see. Okay, so this is all very theoretical. I don't have any proofs for this. This is just theoretical. It could be that in Avelus Chadasha, let's start the other way around. In Avelus Yeshana, Hirhur would be awesome. To answer up a kasha of Rabbi Kiveger without speaking it out would be awesome. Why? Because Kuri Hashem Yeshar V'Sam Chelev. That's not reconcilable with the Avelus Shebelev. But it could be that the Iser Talmud Torah in an Avelus Chadasha, which is derived from Hanek Dom, that might be purely an Iser Bifnei Atzmo. Again, that would undermine my whole thesis, but let's just hear it in and of itself. And therefore, it's an Iser Kriya. To speak out the words of Torah during an Avel, which is like a manifestation that's Nikar Bifnei Kulam, it's accessible to everyone, that's antithetical to Avelus. Okay. So let me just say a few words about what I find absolutely fascinating. In the case of Avelus Chadasha, is the Avelus objectified by the Halacha, or is it subjective? Does the Halacha go into detail about you and me and Reuven and Shimon and Levi, how they should achieve Avelus Shebelev? Nothing of the sort. You just learn through the halachas, and you fulfill them. But listen to what goes on in Havelus Yeshana, on the Churban. It is absolutely subjective. The Gemara says that from the beginning of Chodesh Av, Mematin Besimcha, and the Poskim say that each individual should find his way of being Mamait Besimcha. There's no objective answer to how to achieve Havelus. The Rambam talks about Erev Tisha B'Av. And he writes that on Erev Tisha B'Av, most of the people will eat only two tavshilin, right? But that's Darko Shel Rov B'nei Adam. But the Rambam says, listen carefully, that Chasidim Arishonim, Kach Haisa Midasam, Erev Tisha B'Av, Hoyim Mevim Lo Li Adam Levado, he's all alone, Pascha Reva, B'melech, V'shora B'mayim, V'yoshev Ben Tano V'kirayim V'yochlo, V'shosolov Kiton Shol Mayim V'dago U'v'shmaman U'v'v'chia K'moshe Mesa Mutu L'fano, V'kazer Roy L'chachamim Lassos O Karav L'zim. Unbelievable. The Rambam has gone beyond the letter of the law to tell us how the Chassidim Rishonim go to another extreme in their expression, their manifestation of Avelus. The Gemara in Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Nun Hei, tells us a story about a guy by the name of Eliezer Zeira. Ever hear of him? To my knowledge, he doesn't appear anywhere in Shas. Just in that one Gemara. What was the story with Eliezer Zeira? He showed up, and he was wearing black from head to toe. Even his shoelaces were black. And the Gemara says, let's check him out. Maybe he's guilty of Yura. What's Yura? Like Gaiva? I don't understand. The man wears black shoelaces because of his Avelus on the Churban. That's called Yura? I have a different word for it. He's a shaitan. He's an ignoramus. He's an idiot. I'm sorry for being so blunt about it. What is Yura? Yura means when you achieve a mitzvah above and beyond, and it's not genuine. The Gemara says they checked him out, and it was genuine. And they let him go. But what does that tell you? There's a subjective element in Avelus on the Churban. If it's not Yura, it's a kiyum mitzvah of Avelus. But it's got to be genuine. If Avelus Yeshana exhausts itself in kiyum shebelev, there's no shame avil, it doesn't generate any separate surim, then what is our obligation as we enter into the month of Av and we get closer and closer to the Tisha B'Av, unless Emir Tzashem Mashiach will come this coming week? Our avelus has to be avelus shebelev, and avelus shebelev is subjective. There are so many different levels. No two people have the same achievement and the same experience of avelus shebelev. And it's all a reflection of how much we feel the churban, how much we appreciate the Beis HaMikdash, and how much we appreciate the lack of the Beis HaMikdash. This is our obligation. So I just want to end the shiur with a bracha and a tefillah. Ye ratzon that we should be zoche. The Gemara tells us, "Kol avil al Yushalayim zoche v'roe b'simchasa." That we should be zoche to avelus. And what's avelus? A kiyum shevalev. It's an inner experience. And then, Emes Hashem, will be zoche to see binyan beis hamikdash b'mehirah v'yameinu. Thank you so much.
Last Rosh Chodesh, if I were really Hasidish, I would be happy.
You're not really Hasidish, are you?